UConn, declare women's college basketball headlines. Hey, wait a minute, declare Baylor followers. That's because Baylor is currently the number one team in the nation and is preparing for what it hopes will be a second title run in 6 years. Only a Game's Greg Eklund was in Lawrence, Kansas this week to witness Baylor's drubbing of Kansas, and he has this report.
On November 16th, UConn continued its unbeaten streak by defeating one of last year's Final Four teams, the Baylor Lady Bears.
2 seconds to go. Sims, 1 second. She gets a shot off, but no! UConn will win 65-64. Baylor could not get the ball down the floor in time.
But when the Huskies' record of 90 straight victories ended December 30th at Stanford, the Waco kids took over the number one ranking. It ended a run of 51 consecutive weeks. The Huskies were ranked number one in the Associated Press poll, the longest in the history of the poll. While the snow plows were out in full force outside Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas Wednesday night, Baylor was in the midst of plowing over another opponent. Before Wednesday night's game, the Lady Bears had beaten their opponents by an average of 33 points a game, the best in the nation. Against the Kansas Jayhawks, who had a respectable 14-3 record going into the game, the Lady Bears won by 39 points, 76-37. Despite routinely destroying their opponents, Coach Kim Mulkey says she keeps her team grounded.
I guarantee our kids don't even know the statistic you just said. We prepare for every game. We remain hungry. We try to get better, and we're playing for a championship. We'd love to get a Big 12 championship and then vie for a national championship.
One of the big reasons for Baylor's success this season is the improved play of 6'8" sophomore Brittany Griner. As the National Freshman of the Year, she set a single-season NCAA record for block shots with 223. Because of her height, Griner became accustomed to all the attention in high school.
I thought it was cool. You know, now it's kind of like normal now. It's kind of like I expect it. You know, just like getting double and triple team, you know, it's like that's like one-on-one for me because I'm so used to it now.
There was a regrettable moment last season when Griner threw a punch at Texas Tech player Jordan Barncastle, for which Griner was suspended for 2 games. But no matter how bad it got on the basketball court, Griner says she found solace in the Baylor campus life.
On the campus, the atmosphere is just, it's like a family. Like, that's one of the main reasons why I came to Baylor. It just felt like family, home away from home. Definitely people always come up to me, you know, and talk to me, just encourage me and tell me to keep up the good work.
As one who played on the national championship team and coached one, Mulkey has seen the best players through the years. Would she consider Griner a once-in-a-lifetime player?
I would have to tell you that she is, because she dominates the game on the defensive end of the floor. And she makes you change your thought process as a player and as a coach on how you're going to attack her. And I've seen the great ones through the years. I've played with some of the great ones. I've never seen those great ones change a coach's game plan as much as Brittany Griner does.
The emergence of Baylor and a handful of other teams besides UConn suggests that there's more parity this year on the women's college basketball scene, but not enough to warrant the expansion of the tournament. The coaches of the Big 12's top two ranked teams have spoken out against including more than 64.
64 teams is an honor. If you're not one of the 64, you don't deserve to be in there. I don't want to water down anything.
Gary Blair is the head coach of the 6th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. He's also steadfast in his opposition toward expanding the tournament field.
I'm completely against it right now because there isn't enough teams to be able to do it. We've got just enough good teams to fill the whole 64 bracket and the NIT. And I think that's just where our game is right now. Sometimes there is nothing worse than to see in a bad women's basketball game.
Gary Blair says there are better games among the top 10 teams because UConn coach Gino Auriemma and Tennessee coach Pat Summitt have laid the groundwork for others like Baylor and Texas A&M to succeed. In fact, Baylor won the 2005 national championship. Brittany Griner says she won't be satisfied with just another trip to the Final Four. Her goal?
Oh, win it, of course. I mean, but, you know, got to get there first to win it.
Baylor hosts Texas Tech today in Waco. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund in Lawrence, Kansas.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Anybody who's ever attended a football game at Ohio State's enormous horseshoe-shaped stadium knows it's an impressive edifice. But what about the 8-foot by 6-foot model of Ohio Stadium that Paul Janssen built in his basement using a million Legos? The stadium, which required about 1,000 hours of construction over a 2-year period, is rounded, and Legos are rectangles. That was part of the challenge Mr. Janssen faced. He also had to do some improvising using the chrome parts of a Lego truck to build the pipes for the restrooms in his stadium, in case any of the 6,000 Lego people at seats had to visit Sane. Weird, but perhaps no more weird than building the thing was.
Yes, I'm the Lego man, and yes, I'm the Lego man, and yes, I'm the Lego man. Most people don't understand.